Turn to 1 Thessalonians 5. So let's begin with verse 9. It says, for God hath not appointed us to wrath. That's good news, right? But to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus, watch this, who died for us, that whether we're awake or whether we sleep, we should live together with him. Now, keep that in mind and go over to Galatians, I think it's 5, verse 24. Now it says, say, live together. Now, we're living together in prayer time here. We're joining with him. But what I want to talk to you today about how to live together with him all the day long. But sometimes we do the prayer thing and then we go do our thing. And we're missing a whole lot of interaction. And what I want to share, some of the things he's talking to me about, of how to live together with him in this realm. He says, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust thereof. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. You know what he's saying there? If you're going to live in the realm of glory, you're going to have to walk in the realm of that glory in the earth. So it's one thing to live in the realm of the glory, to escape, to go into God, as we have learned to do, which is awesome. I don't have to explain that benefit to anyone in here for certain. Praise God. But then he says, if you're going to live in that realm, because sometimes we can be so wise to be in that realm and then walk out here and be so foolish. How many of you ever found yourself wise and foolish in the same day? It's just amazing. It's like, how do we live in this realm of the glory and then we go out and do stupid things? Or we operate dumbly? Or we get in the flesh? How do we live in such realm of glory and then we step out into this realm and it's like, where did God go? The reason is because we haven't learned how to take that realm here. Now, if you remember about 2 or 3 months ago, I was introduced to this person of wisdom. I was actually introduced a long time ago, but this operation of wisdom, and I have a couple of teachings on there, I think, or at least one called the instruction of wisdom. Well, what happened was I was all connected up into that, and then suddenly the crown starts taking priority again because those revelations, they're so intense that they pull me over, and so I kind of left that operation. Well, she came right back and started up again in the last couple of days, and I'm glad she did. I'll be honest with you. And all of a sudden, all that flow of counsel started again. And I want you to see something. I want you to go to Proverbs 17. Now, Proverbs is especially the first 9 chapters, as you know, are very much different than the spirit of the law. They were given under a dispensation of law, but they don't have the spirit of the law on them. I don't find bondage in any of these words. If you're just reading Proverbs and looking at the instructions, it can get dry. You have to actually find this person in there that's described, that introduces herself in chapter 1. And all the way to chapter 9, she's introducing herself as a person. You have to actually find her, because what she says is, she says, my words are spirit and life to those who find them. I am a tree of life to those who find me. That is not under the law. You don't see people operating under the tree of life. In fact, Paul described the operation of the law was bondage. And we were delivered from it. But that is not the spirit that wisdom came with Solomon, which makes this book so unique and so different, because it was given under the law, but it was more of an operation of grace, life, fullness. And what this book is about, and what this person of wisdom is about, is about how to walk with God. And Solomon did this before he didn't listen to his own instruction. He did this to sheer perfection. He walked with her and she built this amazing, glorious kingdom of God in the earth. And wisdom was the instrumental person who built that. And Solomon followed her until his wives turned him, and because he had so many of them, and so many were idolatrous, and they end up turning his heart away. But before they turned him away, it was sheer perfection. It was the kingdom of God on the earth. And these words, what I'm finding, are different than anything you're going to find under the law. They're more, to my opinion, New Testament. They're more because they are spirit, they're life, they're a flow of counsel. In fact, it says it's a fountain of life. Wisdom is a fountain of life. They can deliver you life. And what the specialty of wisdom is, watch this. The specialty is how to walk in the earth to walk in the kingdom of God while in the earth. That is the specialty of these words. It's where the glory realm leaves off and you walk out here. Instead of being wise in God and a fool in the earth, you're wise in God and you walk out into the wisdom of the earth. Now, when you walk in the glory realm, things change. You become target enemy number one from the enemy. You are target number one. You get targeted by things that you're not truly, fully, always prepared for. Sometimes we walk out of the glory, we're feeling so good, and then you get out there and you get slammed out there sometime. How many has that ever happened to you? And the reason is because the realm we left off at, that realm lifts and suddenly we're back in who we are here. But God has a remedy for this. And this is what he's sharing. He goes, I didn't give you wisdom to let go of her. The number one thing that she brings is the instruction of wisdom. Say the instruction. She comes with instruction. But these are instructions of grace, but they are designed to keep you in a position of wisdom, of righteousness, above. They're designed to keep you in paths of pleasantness, paths of peace, paths of righteousness. They're designed to keep you away from the world and its systems that is everywhere. This realm, this world is full of so many things, and the higher you go, the enemy changes his tactics against you. And when he changes his tactics, you're not always trained for what he's going to bring out to you. Because this is his realm over here. God's realm is God's realm, but this is his realm in the earth. And we have to have a counselor that's wiser than that one, that deceiver that's out there. And we can't think because I walk in the realm of glory that because I haven't been able to do that. I walk in the realm of the glory and I come out here and I find myself being a fool. But it's like I can't go live in the realm of glory and then be a fool in the earth. Because your foolishness, the more God entrusts you with, the more your foolishness can affect you, those around you, the whole of the matter. And so we have to learn not only to be wise enough to go into God, but how to carry that glory out in the earth. That's why most people who hit the realm of glory don't last very long in the earth. If you study the glory carriers, the reason is because they hadn't been trained to walk in the earth with that glory. They walk with it, but the enemy is super skillful at what he does. But there's a counselor. And man, will she talk and give instruction, and she will speak and she'll keep you. She'll keep you on the straight and narrow if you listen to her, because her instruction flows all the day long if you're stayed with her. Now, she's different. When I say she, wisdom is different. I don't interface with wisdom the way I interface in the right hand of God. Because in the right hand of God, I go in. I interface with wisdom through her words. Amen. Specifically through her words, but I got to get connected to her words. So I start that connection process early. As soon as I wake up, I'm starting to read, and I'm going to go somewhere between chapter 1 and chapter 9. I got to connect with her. I want that connection, and suddenly she'll start highlighting stuff. Boom, 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 boom. And she'll come off of the book of Proverbs and go somewhere else. And see, that's what we're talking about, living together with him. That's why if we're going to live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit in the earth. Amen. Let us be in the fear of the Lord all the day long. You don't get to do that in your own self. You're going to need help. I need help for sure. Praise God. Because I don't want to live in foolishness. I want to live in wisdom. Amen. And so wisdom was sent for this very purpose. This is her amazing specialty, is to help you, counsel you, teach you, equip you. She'll lay some instructions. She'll lay some barriers. She'll tell you not this, not that. She'll keep you from capacities you don't even know you have. You'll find in the glory realm, the enemy will tap your hidden capacities, and you've got to know that even though you don't know, he knows it. He's been around a lot longer than you have. But wisdom's been a lot longer than he has. And she can trump him, but you have to listen to her. And so when you start saying, she'll say, you're going to bind my words about your neck. Bind them. And I'll give you an example. I'm in Whataburger line the other night. I wanted to go get me a cheeseburger. So I'm in the line and I'm waiting. How many of you ever been in a line waiting? And so I am like a racehorse. You ever put a racehorse in a gate? And if you sit in the gate very long, you start getting antsy. And suddenly my flesh is rising up, and wisdom, suddenly the counsel to start flowing. She goes, why don't you, for the rest of your life, whenever you're in a line, turn to me and just read my words while you're having to wait somewhere. I'm like, okay. And so I turned, I think it went to Proverbs 4, and suddenly I forgot about the line. I got totally engrossed in what she was saying, because when she ministers to you, she's not ministering words that don't have life. I'm telling you, her words are full of life. And I'm getting so caught up that the guy behind me honks at me. Oh, because I had three cars, like, it's time to go. So I get through the line, and there she brings my food, and I throw my food over there. I'm still looking at the word, and so I forgot that I was waiting in the line. And I'm like, I've just solved the major issue in my life. Every time I have to wait, I think I'm going to have to wait, I'm just going to go turn to her counsel, because her counsel flows all the day long. Like the right hand of God, you go in, the glory's on you, but that glory's going to lift after a while, and then you're back to you. But wisdom will pick up that realm, and she'll start teaching how to walk in this realm, see? And those are some of the things she does. Those are some of the realms she gives you as we walk with her. And you just keep your eyes glued. And she just feeds that counsel to you, and it's like honey sometime. And it's just amazing, because if you stay connected with her, she's ministering life. She's not ministering flat words. Those are instructions for life of how to live with here, how to live with people, how to put up with people. And I mean, you have to live with people in the earth. But she also promises to make you happy. There's not a lot of happy people out there, because the world is not designed to make you happy. The world's designed to make you miserable. And so she promises life, joy, happiness. She promises to keep you in ways of pleasant. And she also promises, if you really follow her, to start blessing you big time. There's a lot of promises. And she sits there, and she's been given to us as a counselor for life, especially in the arena when we walk out of the glory and we walk out into the world. We walk into things of ministry. She is there. And I keep finding her counsel in areas. I'm like, wow, that is awesome. So I want you to turn to Proverbs 17. This is a big one. I didn't understand what she was saying on this, but I'm beginning to understand that I wasn't supposed to let it go when she first introduced herself in that, or her instruction, her operation of instruction. She introduced herself before we ever started our ministry. But the operation of instruction that actually helps you live here and live above. So at the end of the day, you're in the same place you were when you came out of the glory. Amen? Praise God. But you got to listen to her, because there are things she got to change. There are definite things that have to change with us to stay in the realms that God wants us in. So Proverbs 17, verse 24, wisdom, say wisdom, is before him that hath understanding, but the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. Now, she told me what that meant. That's a pretty awesome. That is a very awesome scripture right there. Let me read it to you from the NSAB says this. Wisdom is in the presence of one who has understanding. Wisdom is before him. But I'm going to tell you what it means. What she described it to me is, wisdom is before the eyes of him that hath understanding. She's before the eyes of your heart. But the eyes of a fool, his eyes always, it goes to the end of the world. His eyes are subject to the world, subject to the things of the world, subject to the circumstances of the world, subject to the idolatries of the world, subject to the darkness of the world, subject to the ways of the world. Now, it's the Poneris eye. Exactly. But wisdom, it said wisdom is before or in front of the eyes of him that hath understanding. In fact, she says this. She says, bind me to the frontlets of your eyes. The way you bind wisdom, you bind her words. You have to find the person first. You have to get acquainted with a person. If you don't get the person, you don't get the goods. It's just dry words. The person is the one that creates those words and makes those words alive. And what she does is she puts instruction on the frontlets of your eyes. She puts counsel in the frontlets of your eyes. She actually places herself in front of you. And so you interface with her all day long instead of the world system. She actually stands in front in between you and the world system all the day long. Smith Wigglesworth did this. It's called the Wigglesworth Standard. But he said, I never go 30 minutes without reading the word, which was phenomenal. So, but he learned something by doing that. Now I am like finding myself all day long just plugged into something because I'm feeding all the day because I'm interfacing with her and she's standing between me and that harlot out there or that world system out there. Are those circumstances out there? And what I'm finding is that when something happens, I'm prepared to meet it instead of being blindsided. But I'm also finding that I'm in joy all day long. I'm in peace all day long. I'm in grace all day long. And I'm like, and so I said, okay, I don't want this to disappear. I don't want this to be a weekly thing. I want it to last. And that's what she's compelling us to do is keep me in the midst of your heart. Keep me in the front of your eyes. Because I'm finding when you do this, it might take a little bit of skill to do this, but she'll actually stay in front. She'll interface with you. So when I walked out of the prayer closet today and I'm getting ready, wisdom was already leading me. She was already lining out my day. It's like almost I'm seeing what I'm going to do. And she says, don't turn to the right. Don't turn to the left. Do this, do this. And all it's like she's this counselor that's with me. And it's like she's just laying out this day. It says, I'm here to keep you. I'm here to help you. I'm here to shield you. I'm here to interface with you. And I'll stand between you and the world system. And I'm like, wow, that's what it meant. Wisdom is in front of the eyes of him. And what I'm finding is I got joy. And she goes, I'll deliver strength to you. I'll actually make you a happy person all the time if you'll listen to me. I'll teach you how to walk in strength. I'll teach you how to walk in joy. I'll teach you how to walk in prosperity. You know, there's a lot of people make a lot of money and they don't have any money. Making money is not, it's durable riches. She goes, I'll teach you how to keep and how to prosper and not lose. She goes, all of that's part of me. I'll teach you the tree of life and how to have the tree of life all the day long in the earth. And I'm finding, I'm like, wow, everything we have in the heavenly realm, we can have, but I don't want it to dissipate when I come back into this realm. I don't want to be Superman and God and come back here and be super flesh. No, and but I found I'm doing that at times, and I'm like, how can I be in such glory? And then I come here, and sometimes I'm acting like an idiot. How do we do that? It's because you come back to who you are. Just because you're in the glory realm, that glory realm does things that I don't have to explain to anybody in here what that glory realm does. It's amazing what it does. I'm not losing that, but I want something when I'm here. I can't sit up in the right hand of God all day long. I got to come out, right? Because you got to walk with the glory here. And she said to me, I've been sent to prepare you for the glory that's coming. For the glory, you're going to have to carry the glory in the earth. The enemy will challenge you. You have to have wisdom in the earth to carry the glory. And that is my specialty. That's what she said to me. My specialty is how to walk with the glory here. That's what my instructions are for. Amen. There are the mysteries of heaven that'll get you into heaven, but then there's the instruction of wisdom that'll teach you because you got to interact with people, circumstance, situations. How about when you're on the phone at work and you're having to wait? Have you ever had to deal with a government agency? When I was dealing with my brother's stuff, I mean, you're just dealing with stuff and they will put you on hold over and over and over again. How do you handle that? Use that time just while you're waiting. Plug in and you'll find that any of those times that you were frustrated will go away because you're just suddenly up into wisdom. You got to come to a place in life, I think, that you really, really, really need and understand your need for her. We have to get to a point that we do things such a way that are not working. If it's not working for us, I need someone to teach me another way. That's part of being teachable. Say teachable. You know, I'm not teachable, then I'm going to keep doing things the same way. I can keep getting in the glory realm, but I still got to do things right here. And that's what this introduction's about. That's what her counsel's about. That's what her instruction. She comes with instruction. Go to Proverbs 6. The way I meet her, I'll just tell you, she is a person, but the way I meet her through these words. I'll start reading, especially in Proverbs 1 through 9, she's in there. She's a person revealed in there. Now, I'll go in there, and I'm reading through just passages until I see her highlight something, and then I glue into the highlight. And I'll stick with that. And it's amazing how she'll start moving that out through the word, and she'll start moving that counsel. And that's what it means, be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. She's feeding you. I was listening to Andrew Womack. He's on TV. He's a real calm guy. He has a ministry in Colorado. He sits at a table and he just speaks the word of God. Just very pure word. He just speaks it so calmly. He just looks right in the camera. He was talking about one of his staff members was taking him to the airport, and they asked him, said, what does it take to run a ministry this size? He goes, well, right now it's $8,000 an hour. I'm like, what? I did the math. I went 8,000 times 24 times 365, and that's a 90-something million dollars a year. Come to find out, he has $90 million worth of buildings paid for in Colorado. He's in the process, and God came to him and said, you're limiting me, because he has a Bible school. He has another plan of $124 million worth of buildings for the Bible school students and everything. And the guy goes, how do you do that? And he said, because I stay in the Word all the day long, my thoughts are always in him. I'm very rarely interfacing with the world. I just interface in the word all day long. And I just stay in it. My thoughts are always guided by the Spirit. So I'm not really carrying any of this. So none of it's ever a burden to me. He said it was more of a burden to believe God for $1,000 than it does to believe him for 90 million. And I realized something, that we have to be trained to carry great things in the earth. We can carry things in the spirit, but when it starts coming time to carry things in the earth, we have to be trained for that. Or else they're going to bury you, or they're going to affect you. They're going to get you off kilter. And to do that, wisdom has been given to us as a gift. She'll keep us from danger. She'll keep us in the spirit. That's what she does. All my ways are ways of pleasantness. All my paths are peace. She's designed to keep us there, but we're going to have to learn a few things. Amen. Because God's going to have us start carrying some things here. Because we've been in the spirit, but all that's about to arrive on the earth. And we have to learn to carry it. They did it when the Spirit of God broke out. I mean, the daily administration of widows, they had to have the wisdom of God on what to do. Because things start growing and they grow fast. And when they grow fast, you got to have someone there helping you, or you're going to get off kilter. And God does not want us living off kilter. He doesn't want us living in disharmony in the earth. He wants us living in his kingdom. If you live in the spirit, then walk in the spirit. If you're living with God where he is, then you got to walk with God where you are. And the way to walk with God is through his words and wisdom. That's the way. Because the spirit's not going to be on you all day long. I'm sorry. It's just not like that. You're not going to have the spirit on you all day long. It's going to come back to you, but you can have counsel all day long, but you have to plug into that counsel. It's a frequency you plug your spirit into, and you keep plugging in and keep plugging in. And those that start walking in the glory, they'll plug in more and more. Why? Because they need that counsel. Because you'll realize the higher you get in God, it's less of you, more of him. You got to get out of the way, get him in the way, but you're going to have counsel. And you'll realize the enemy, he don't play fair out there. Man, he's crazy. And you have to have his words. You have to live by the word of God. What did Jesus say? I live by his word, by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. See, we have to learn to live by every word that proceeds out of wisdom. She is our counselor, and she is wise. Amen. And when you plug into her, she's also, so next time that he comes with me with a right hand revelation, I'm learning, okay, that's for that realm. This is for this realm. I can't let go of this realm just for that realm. I need both realms. That's the way it is with me. Hallelujah. How many of you need some wisdom? How many of you are tired of being dumb? Beautiful person of wisdom. It is the Holy Spirit, but he comes in a different way. Seven spirits of God is the Holy Spirit, but he works with me a whole lot different than, he has personalities. He just does. He comes in a different way with you. Wisdom has a whole approach that's so much different than any other approach. The way she feeds counsel like that is just amazing to me. She's been introduced at a time, because this is the time we're going to need her the most. It's time for the right hand of God to start pouring out in the earth, and we're going to need her. You cannot think that you can handle all that in your own decision making. You can't. We cannot. We have to have a counselor that's with us all the time. Amen. And she does this by her words, and you got to stay connected to her words. That's how it works. That's how it works for me. You can't ask for wisdom and just think it's going to flow all the day long. You connect with her word and she flows the counsel through her words. See, she's moving that counsel and she's expanding those words, but it's like honey most of the time. It's not dry. It's not, I'm not trying to just get some instruction to live by it so I can be a good boy. No, she's feeding me life. She's feeding me peace. She's feeding me counsel that I need for life. And it's a time, this is a time in my life I need it the most because of what's coming. Amen? See, if you don't listen to her, she'll stop talking. That's the thing. If you don't listen to her, you don't need her. Wisdom doesn't come knocking on your door and said, hey, I'm here to control your life. She didn't do that. She is quite the gentleman. In fact, you stop listening to her and go do it your own way, she'll back right off and wait until you're ready. See, a lot of us have to come to readiness to realize, you know, I'm kind of tired of doing things and getting the same result. I want to do things better. I want to do life better. I want to do interaction with people better. I want to do family better. I want to do ministry better. I want to do everything better, but I can't do that in my own strength. When you try to do that in your own strength, you get nowhere. How many of you ever tried that? But she can help you because she's feeding counsel and life, and she's feeding the kind of things that you need. And when you obey her, there's a reward. She rewards you. Think of that. God rewards you. She rewards you with life, wisdom, strength, and so you want more. Amen? All right, so Proverbs 6, verse 20, my son, keep thy father's commandment. Sometimes she'll come with a commandment. If you get serious with her, she'll say, okay, this is a commandment now. Stop this. Back off of this. Because it can lead to a world of trouble later. Sometimes she wants to stop it from becoming a world of trouble. Amen? And she says, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually. Mostly it's instruction and it's life. You binding that instruction, that life, upon thy heart. She says that a lot. Bind it upon your heart. Tie them about the neck. She'll constantly say, don't let it go. Don't turn to the right. Don't turn to the left. Don't let these words part. Because what she's going to do, watch this, she's going to interface into your heart. And she's going to get into your heart. When she gets into your heart, she's going to feed you counsel. And as long as you stay with her, that counsel is going to stay with you. Amen? As long as you bind it and keep it and don't turn aside from it and make it a serious thing, she'll keep feeding. And she'll feed you the life, the instruction, the counsel. And it's awesome stuff she's feeding you. She'll also teach you how to handle conflict resolution. I talked about that in the last sessions. And then now watch this. This is awesome. I'm finding this right here. Verse 22. When thou goest about your day, she will lead thee. She'll lead thee. She'll stand in front. She'll interface because she's in the eyes and the frontlets of your eyes. Say the frontlets of your eyes. See, wisdom is before the eyes of him that hath understanding, but a fool's eyes, he'll just go out into the earth. And guess what? If your eyes are on the earth, the enemy will oblige you, and he'll feed you with his system. He'll feed you with his counsel. I've had people speak to me thinking they were speaking in the stead of God, and it was nothing but a devil speaking. But they thought it was God, because they are interfacing in the wrong system. She will lead you. When you sleepest, she'll keep you. Safety. She's all about safety. She's got motherly instinct. She's a woman. It's that womanly nature, that motherly instinct to keep you. She understands when you're in the world system, you're a little child. You ain't all that. When you're dealing with the devil, ain't nobody all that. You're not going to defeat the devil on your own. And I know you have all power and authority. You can go shout all that too, but without wisdom, the devil will checkmate you. You have to have wisdom. He's too good at what he does. And you can't think that you can just go out there and walk in the glory realm and he's not going to throw some of his stuff at you. He is. But he's no match for wisdom. She'll checkmate him every single time. But you got to listen to her because she's going to keep you in the right place and keep you out of the wrong place. Right? When you goest, it will lead thee. When you sleepest, she will keep you. When you awakest, oh, I love it, she'll talk with you. See, that's what the first scripture I'll go to. Okay, you're going to talk with me. I'll start reading through. I'm waiting for her counsel to start flowing. I'm waiting for instruction to start flowing. Sometimes she might be saying the same thing because she's trying to get me out of a system or a way I'm doing things. And she's trying to get me detached from the way I've been doing it for so long. She said, that's not the way. And she'll just keep feeding me the same thing to get me moving towards her way. You see that? Her way of doing things. Like Chuck was saying the other day, I was listening to him and he said, listen, when you're in a situation, do you want to be right? Is it more important for you to be right about a situation and defend your position at all costs? Or do you want to be whole or have that circumstance whole? Because sometimes you wanting to be right is going to keep it from being whole. Because you're not doing the things that make it whole, especially conflict resolution. So being right has to lose its importance. Wisdom talks about that. She talks about approaching things through an attitude of humility. And so there's a lot of things she'll feed you in those. That conflict doesn't belong to you. Stay out of it. How many of you ever jumped into something that didn't belong to you? And you end up getting hammered because the Bible says don't enter into something that don't belong to you. Don't think you need to walk up into something and fix everything either. So you got to let her feed the counsel, because what she's going to do is get you in the right framework of the spirit. She's going to guide your spirit, and you're going to be in the right framework to handle things and handle people and handle a resolution or handle a difficult situation. She'll get you ready for that, prepared so you can walk in a peaceful situation. And she'll cause your defensives to bow. She deals in every area of life, every one of them. Finances, relational, personally, safety, all of that. That's what she's here for. I'm so surprised that we don't tap as much as we do. But we should, because I'm finding, man, she'll talk. Man, does she talk. But you've got to give her that place. That's what I'm trying to say. We got to get in touch with a person. And everyone, depending on where you're at, how much you want to interface with her, is up to you. But if we can start interfacing, I think that our life will go a lot smoother. Amen? And you'll actually find it, your whole day can be filled with joy instead of finding joy in God in the right hand and going out there and like getting hammered out there, not being prepared for things. And you walk around the end of the day, I got to go back in the prayer closet to get the day off. How many of you ever done that? We didn't stay in her paths. Because we got clothed with things we weren't supposed to be clothed with. We did things in a way we weren't supposed to do it. We didn't do it her way. We end up getting off. And see, because if we don't learn the right way, we're going to constantly be in that realm, back and forth. But God wants us on the highway of Zion. He wants us on the highway up there. But if we live in the Spirit, He wants us to walk in the Spirit here. You can't just say, oh, I walk in the fruits of the Spirit all day long. It don't work that way. You got to have counsel sometime. Because sometimes you're going to need counsel on how to change the way you're doing it. Amen? Next time you're at the Whataburger line, pull out your blue letter Bible phone. Plug in the wisdom. Amen. Let's give God glory. Hallelujah.